All right, guys, it's Wednesday, and I've turned the corner. I flipped the lid. I went upside down. I don't know what the term is, but I feel like today is different than any other day the last 2 or 3 weeks. I feel like I've been having phases or different levels of emotion through all of this quarantine stuff. And I think what really changed for me was that at 5 p.m. yesterday, the official stay-at-home order went into place until April 30th, right? I feel like I woke up on a different side of the bed. I mean, the last couple, like 3 weeks, I've been like navigating my new feelings, readjusting to the chaos. It's been a free-for-all at my house, no structure because we just didn't know when it would end or what was going on, what was happening. I was grieving my normal routine with my coworkers and the building I work in. Like, it's just really sad because our studio is so lively normally and we have so many people and everyone has just a great energy and the culture at my work is like really like welcoming and inviting, and it's disappeared. So just walking into that every day has been really a bummer. I haven't been moving as much, obviously, because my Orange Theory shut down. I haven't been as motivated to do anything, and I've just been really frustrated that like there's people out there that haven't really been considerate of other people's health, going to the grocery store. Like, everything about everyday life is different, you know, readjusting to working from home with your kids being at home and, you know, being affected financially. Like, it's all so different. And then right out of the gate, I'm seeing people on social media so motivated and so inspired and so ready to like just get their shit going. And I'm legit inspired by that. I'm actually jealous that I didn't have that mindset. I was like, God, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could be that inspired. I wish I could feel like I'm ready to go get it. But I can't. I can't, right? That's what I was feeling. I was like, I'm not in that headspace yet. I'm not. And I don't want to force myself to be in that headspace because I feel like if I force myself to feel it, then I won't resolve the like, I don't want to call it resentment, but I won't resolve the like, you know what? My friend Sylvia from Blossoming Gem said this. She said, this is a process. I believe it was her or it was Sonia. I can't remember. But anyways, they said that this process is kind of like stages of grieving. And now I think about it, I'm like, she's so right. And I was in those like anger, depression, like denial, all those stages. And then like, I think this morning I woke up and now I'm in like the stage of acceptance. And I'm like, okay, things are about to get better. Or now at least we know that there's a date, right? April 30th, according to predictions, that sounds pretty good. April 30th, at least things will maybe slowly start to get back to normal, or we'll just be more adjusted to the new normal. And by having that, I thought, okay, so we're in this for the long haul. And a month is a long time when you ain't got nothing else to do, okay? So I thought, okay, now's the time to really wake up on the right side of the bed and kind of flip the way I'm thinking. And I'm glad though that I'm not going to lie. I'm glad the first 2 or 3 weeks I kind of went through this like grieving process, as Sylvia said, because it allowed me to process my feelings instead of like ignoring them or acting like they didn't exist or pretending like I'm this like this huge, like motivated, ready to get shit going kind of person, when in reality, I just wanted to sit on my couch, veg out, like just sleep and, or, you know, just kind of be like in the chaos, but I can't do that forever. So here's a few things that I've noticed over the last 3 weeks. I'm gaining my quarantine 15, okay? I know that everybody's joking about it, and I've been really careful to not bring this up on social media because what I don't want to do is shame people for putting on weight or feel like it's a bad thing that you're putting on weight. Because let's be real, like, they don't call it comfort food for no reason. Food can oftentimes bring comfort and feel like love and feel like a safe space. And yes, obviously we don't want to take it to the extreme or whatever, but, so during these uncertain times, people turn to food for comfort, and that's what I did. And clearly, cause I didn't have much going on, much to do, but my body is feeling sluggish because the food choices I'm making are not healthy. I can definitely sense it's shifting my mood because I'm not eating as healthy as I eat. So, and of course I've noticed my pants are not fitting very well. And as much as I want to say like, oh, it's not a big deal, I think society and the way I've grown up has ingrained it in my head that it should be a big deal. And every day I'm fighting that. It's like, Priscilla, it's fine that you're gaining weight. It's not about what your body looks like. It's about how your body feels, right? And that's a constant battle. That's a constant battle. And I'm slowly winning that battle because I for sure know that my value doesn't hold the value of myself as a person is not in how much I weigh. But I can't be the best version of myself if I don't feel healthy, if I don't feel like I can move my body, if I don't feel like I'm, you know, kind of in that realm. And look at guys, I'm like completely out of breath. That's how much I've been like sitting on my ass and eating and not moving. And it's crazy how much 3 weeks of me just doing that has really pushed me back. And so when I say I gained the quarantine 15, I know it's silly, but I really don't want to make it a body or weight shaming comment. So I'm going to choose not to use those words. But what I'm going to say is what would be another way to say it? Like quarantine, I don't know. I'm sorry. I suck at this. But I think what I'm going to do is just really focus more on the way I feel and the food choices I'm making. Because honestly, if I'm going to be real with myself, I'm not eating because I'm hungry. I'm eating because I'm bored, because I have nothing else to do, because it's comfortable and it feels like a safe space to just sit on the couch and watch a movie with your family and munch on some chips. And I value that and I love to do that, but I just need to do it in moderation so I don't affect how like sluggish I feel. So right now I'm doing a movement challenge and, you know, my goal is to run, my ultimate goal is to run 6 miles in like an hour, right? So I'm starting very, very like basic at the beginning. 1 mile for 10 minutes. That's my goal. Get to a mile in under 10 minutes. So that's my goal to help my move goal. And then I have another goal of trying to eat healthier or make healthier choices. So when I go to the grocery store, I'm not going to buy as many like junky snacks. I'm going to try to buy healthier snacks. And that way, if it's not in the house, then I can't eat it. And right now we can't eat out. So I don't have an excuse to gain weight eating out or feel unhealthy eating out, you know? And then the other thing that I'm going to do to help kind of get some structure going is really get a schedule in place. Like my friend Annette De La Rosa, she posted something on Instagram. She said, schedule time blocks in your day so you feel like you have some structure. So these 2 hours a day, I'm going to be working on this. These 2 hours a day, I'm going to help the kids with their homework. These 2 hours a day, I'm going to play with Jax outside. This 30 minutes a day, I'm going to do this. So that way, it feels like you have a little bit of structure, but you also have some ebb and flow behind that. So I just wanted to share that with you guys today. I know I feel like I rambled today, but I'm ready to turn the corner. I'm ready to get motivated again. I'm ready to not just sit back and be angry or be upset or be frustrated by what's happening, even though I feel like it was necessary for me. Some people don't need to grieve. Some people don't need that process to you know, work through their emotions. Some people are just, okay, this is how it goes, and that's amazing. But for me personally, I just needed those last 2 or 3 weeks to really process everything. And now that I'm here, I am ready to go. So let's stay active. Let's be smart. I know there's been a lot of like questions on how you should approach social distancing. And I just wanted to share the 2 safety rules that I've personally heard online that have been really helpful. Rule number 1 is you're supposed to social distance as if you have the virus. Even if you don't have it, you should act like you do. So think about it. Would you go hiking if you had the virus? Probably not. But you would go for a walk in your neighborhood. Or maybe you would go for a hike as long as there are no people around you. Would you go to the grocery store every single day? No, you wouldn't. If you would just go if you really need to get the essentials. Or you would send someone to get it for you. Would you have a driveway beer with your neighbor? No, you wouldn't. So just kind of like, obviously pretending like you actually have the virus is an extreme, but kind of those guidelines. And then the other one is, if the people don't live in your house, you should not be hanging out with them. And I'm talking your family, your, like, for example, me, I haven't seen my parents in like a month because I'm still going to work. I'm leaving the house. I've gone to the grocery store. I don't want to potentially expose them to anything. So I'm not even seeing them. It's like all FaceTime calls. I haven't seen my brother. I haven't seen my sister-in-law and my nephew. My sister-in-law's pregnant. Like, what? God forbid I go over there and maybe I'm a carrier. And she, like, that's, I don't want to make her get sick and or the baby get sick. And, you know, my family's already exposed to me, so I can't help them. So that's kind of the two that I've seen that have been really helpful for me to gauge whether what's appropriate for social distancing or not. So, all right, just to recap, I'm going to try to move more often. I'm going to get rid of my negative Nancy attitude. I'm going to try to make healthier options. My friends at Red Mountain Weight Loss have been amazing because this is why I love them, because they're really great about helping you through your journey when you're ready. You know, there's it's just a very warm, inviting place that when you're feeling like this quarantine 15 is hitting hard, they'll help you through your journey, but they don't make you feel like, oh, you're not valuable until you lose the weight. Like, I've never felt that. So they're helping me with the B12 shots, which is really amazing. And then I'm going to put some structure together for the kids. I'm going to make sure that we have, you know, days structured out just a little bit to have some normalcy. And then I'll report back. I ordered on Amazon. I needed some things, and then I got a laminated weekly planner for my refrigerator. So we'll see how that goes. But all right, guys, it's been a pleasure. I will see you tomorrow.